Hello, and thanks for joining me today. You're listening to Alive with Dr. Namira. Over the last decade, I've been spending my days taking care of mostly women who not only have aches and pains, but who've also spent the last decade or two putting their career and family first. I stand for a world where we can live our passions and purpose all out without the fear of our physical bodies giving out. I've created this podcast, Alive, Always Living in Vibrant Energy, as a quick way for you to learn more about your body. This really is a no-frills, get-the-information-out-there podcast, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. As an upper cervical chiropractor, I regularly take care of many different types of people at varying degrees of health, and over the upcoming episodes, we'll discuss many types of things that can be reduced or eliminated when you can rebalance your health at the level of your brainstem. So today I wanted to chat with you about something that's been coming in a little more frequently in the last month or so, and that's low back pain. And it's interesting because a lot of times people will call me with issues with low back pain and they haven't really fully researched my website or anything like that. They've just looked at my testimonials and they don't realize that I am an upper cervical chiropractor. And so I kind of have to backtrack and explain how upper cervical chiropractic is going to help with their back pain, because that's one of those things that sometimes makes people shake their head and wonder. But when I explain it, it slowly starts to make a little bit more sense. So how do I help people with their low back pain by taking care of their neck? So first, just like with any other case, I'm always taking a history and looking at films of the upper neck. And the reason for that is many times there is something that happened in the neck that caused that area to become weakened, or a point of least resistance that then allows for that lower body to become more weakened or susceptible to injuries. So we're always looking up there because many times, especially for my patients who've been to traditional chiropractors and they're like, well, I just keep needing to have my hips adjusted over and over again. And it's because we're trying to sort of attack that lower back area or the hip area with adjustments to realign it. But the reason it's not ever staying is that's not the original cause of where the injury started. And so many times if we can kind of backtrack all the way to its origination point, if we can look at that upper neck area and create stability there, then what happens is we're actually recreating stability from the top down. And so as we make adjustments at the upper neck, everything starts to slowly shift and change, whole body postures change. Because at that point, if you've gotten a misalignment at the top of the neck and your body has shifted so much posture that it's caused you to have lower body issues, there's a lot of change that's happened over time due to adaptation, just trying to keep your body upright. So we then have those adaptation changes happen again to try and correct it. So we're actually making slow, easy changes to the body without actually aggravating those lower areas with adjustments. So we're almost giving the low back area space to heal and time to heal by working on that primary injury up in the neck. So it's really great for people who have disc issues already, especially if you have injured the low back, and there's chronic inflammation in there and you feel like you're always losing alignment. Sometimes that causes tingling and numbness into the legs and feet. Sometimes I have patients with knee and ankle issues as well, because that whole lower chain has shifted, trying to adapt and keep your body upright. And so a lot of times people are like, well, I have this low back pain, or I have knee pain and I have ankle pain, or I have, you know, a low back disc issue that I'm really afraid to get adjusted. And that's really easy for me to help patients with because we're not focusing in on that area. So as we focus back in on that original injury or the original misalignment up at the top of the neck, and we can just worry about creating stability up there, then the whole body starts to shift and change. And at the end of the day, we end up always having changes in that lower back area, which takes that pressure off of that lower body. And that's how we get rid of low back pain. So that's all I have for today. I hope you learned something new and have some useful information to improve your health. Don't take life too seriously. Stress always makes everything worse, especially when you're sitting for a long time. So enjoy this week as best as you can. And I'll catch you in 2 weeks with some more information. Today was pretty short and sweet. So in the meantime, purposefully live all out and reach out for help if you need it. I'm here for you.